Reports. Crypto king from Canada kidnapped and tortured for $3 million ransom. A man who identifies himself as a crypto king was purportedly abducted and subjected to several days of torture and abuse by captors who demanded a ransom worth millions of dollars. As per a report by CTV News Toronto, Aidan Pleterski, a 23-year-old citizen of Ontario, Canada, was abducted from Toronto in December and was held captive by kidnappers who demanded a hefty ransom of at least $3 million. The victim's father and associates confirmed the incident. In court documents pertaining to a bankruptcy case involving Pleterski's alleged failure to invest and instead live extravagantly, information about the abduction was disclosed. In December, an unidentified father shared a harrowing account of his son's abduction in southern Ontario. According to the father, his son was held for 3 days, moved to different locations, physically assaulted, and subjected to torture. The abductors allowed him to make phone calls to specific individuals, but the father was not one of them. Pleterski reached out to his landlord while being held captive and requested a sum of $3 million. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. The landlord claimed to have received several calls from Aidan during the late hours of the night. However, it wasn't until approximately 1:30 a.m. that the landlord decided to answer the phone. During the conversation with the landlord, Pleterski expressed his frustration and stated that he had exhausted all of his options for assistance. The landlord shared that he was unable to provide any further help in the situation. Pleterski is currently caught up in a bankruptcy scandal in which he was reportedly requested to invest more than $40 million, but chose to squander almost $16 million on extravagant getaways, high-end automobiles, and exclusive air travel. According to bankruptcy trustee Rob Stelzer, as reported by CTV, Pleterski was involved in a business where he had promised to invest people's money, but failed to follow through on that commitment.